what we do at the Children's Radio Foundation is really help local radio stations to get young people involved and get them using this wonderful tool, which is radio, to get their voices out there about issues that are important to them, and also to get other young people to speak about what's on their mind.
Are young people enthusiastic about radio?
Young people are very enthusiastic about radio. I think radio is something that you can learn technically quite easily, and the learning curve of getting onto radio and hearing yourself is actually for young people quite a boost in confidence for them. So they hear themselves speaking about some sort of issue and they think, wow, I said that and other people are listening to me. And at the same time, radio is really the medium for young people all across the continent, where they're not just hearing these sort of national stories on television and larger national radio stations, but it's actually allowing them to reflect what's going on in their own community just a few miles away from where they are right now.
And what are some of the issues that the young people cover in their radio programs?
The youth that we work with at our sites across 5 countries in Africa, they cover issues big and small. They tackle issues that are happening in their community around HIV and health and education issues. But then they also interview local sports heroes and profile stories of success and inspiration. I think more than anything, good radio has to be a combination of information where someone is learning something and also entertainment.
And give me the profile of the ages of the young people that you are involved with. How old are they?
Usually we start working with young people from about 13 to 18, and we find that they really are able to take up the skills of being inquisitive about issues and going out there and being able to report on them and do interviews. But we've also worked with a lot younger people.
And do they do this in various languages or in English?
We have 68 radio station partners we work with across 5 countries, and probably the least spoken language is English. So every piece of radio that we do with young people, we do it in languages that reflect the communities that they live in and how also they as young people speak to each other.
Now, in this era of information and communication technologies, I'm thinking about the social media, does radio really still serve as an important medium of communication for young people?
It really depends on where young people are situated, because we find that outside of the metropoles, young people may have cell phone access, but it doesn't necessarily mean they have access to a phone that's allowing them regular access to the internet. But even in the cities, having access to the internet and having a cell phone that might enable internet access doesn't necessarily mean that that's something that young people have the money to pay for airtime and to be as active as an online user as people assume. And radio, again, sort of comes in as an option, a free option that they can access just about anywhere. But we also find that the most creative radio stations are tending to sort of leverage social media, using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to really extend what they're already doing with radio to get a bigger listenership and also just to get listeners to engage with content. So I'm quite excited by what some radio stations have done to really integrate social media into their programming.
Now, Children's Radio Foundation, for which you are the executive director, and UNICEF have this youth radio toolkit. I would like you to tell me briefly about it.
Our youth radio toolkit is designed to get young people participating in radio stations in various levels. So what we've done is we've created a manual, a toolkit that's very easy to use and is really aimed at radio station managers in getting youth involved. So it may be as simple as teaching radio stations how to interview youth and to get their opinions about issues that may be dealt with on the radio station, to having a regular ongoing group of youth that you're working with who are helping adults to produce content for radio, all the way to creating a dedicated group of youth reporters, which is what we really focus on in our work. And that involves training young people who do all of the same activities that their adult radio counterparts would do and are usually just as capable as they are. And sometimes we often get the comments from listeners is that the youth reporters are better than the adult reporters because they're less often relying on some of the cliches that you would hear in radio and have quite fresh things to say in fresh ways.